AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Volodymyr Zelensky says about 1,000 civilians are trapped at a steel mill in Mariupol, along with Ukrainian soldiers. Zelensky added, Russia has stonewalled Ukraine's attempts to negotiate a safe exit for them. Meantime, Russia's president watched a new test. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Russia reports it has tested a new type of intercontinental ballistic missile, one Vladimir Putin says can overcome any missile defense system and make those who threaten Russia think twice. Russia's state space agency chief calls the launch a present to NATO. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, though, describes the test as routine and not a threat to the U.S. or its allies.
At a group of 20 meeting in Washington, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Ukraine's finance minister walked out as Russia's representative started talking. The AP's Paul Wiseman was there.
It was a very unusual break in protocol, but a sign of how isolated Russia is.
The film company making the Alec Baldwin movie Rust, when a cinematographer was shot and killed, is being punished. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
The New Mexico Occupational Health and Safety Bureau has fined Rust Movie Productions nearly $140,000 for safety failures involving firearms. On a ranch outside Santa Fe in October, actor Alec Baldwin was setting up a scene that involved pointing a gun. It went off, killing cinematographer Galena Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza. The Bureau finds that there were other misfires and accidental discharges of rifles on the set, and safety protocols were ignored. A spokesman for Rust Movie Productions and an attorney for Baldwin could not be reached for comment. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The wife of Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins called Florida 911 dispatchers shortly after he was struck and killed by a dump truck, saying his car had run out of gas and she was worried because he wasn't answering the phone. This is AP News. As the French presidential race heats up, President Emmanuel Macron will debate opponent Marine Le Pen.
Pro-European centrist Macron emerged ahead in the first round of voting. However, Le Pen, an anti-immigration nationalist, has gained ground this time by tapping into public frustration over rising inflation. Nevertheless, many on the left, like advertising employee and Laura Adelaide, aren't impressed by either candidate.
I think I'm going to have to, you know, like vote against extreme right, but I'm not glad that he'll be president again, if he is president again. So, yeah, the outcome is not the best for me at all.
Like Macron, Le Pen has carefully prepared for the debate, which struck a decisive blow to her campaign in the 2017 election runoff, when she was accused of being insufficiently prepared. I'm Karen Shamas.
A sharp drop in subscribers sent Netflix shares into freefall, forcing Netflix to think about ads and stopping the practice of password sharing. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.